This fall, Oregon voters will choose between 5 candidates for U.S. Senator and 6 candidates for governor. It could be the last time the general election ballot is this crowded in Oregon. That's because of one of the initiatives up for a vote this year. Measure 90 would create a nonpartisan primary for all candidates. The top 2 would advance to the general election, regardless of party. It's similar to the election system already in place in Washington state. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
Let's start this story in Washington's 4th Congressional District. It's east of the Cascades and stretches all the way from the Oregon line up to the Canadian border. Not a lot of Democrats call it home. Even fewer get elected.
Well, we're active.
Yakima County Democratic Party Chair Danny Adolph says at least they're trying, but in this fall's congressional election, victory will be impossible for his party. That's because the top 2 vote-getters in the August primary were both Republicans. So what's a Democrat like Danny Adolph to do? Hold your nose and choose between, his words, the lesser of 2 evils.
I say that metaphorically. I don't say that either one of those guys are evil, but we're in the quandary now that we have to vote for somebody we don't like or don't vote.
It's a real-life scenario like this that gives political parties the willies. But supporters of the top 2 primary system say it's not necessarily a bad outcome.
Not all candidates of a political party are created equally.
Sal Peralta is the secretary of the Independent Party of Oregon. He says a general election with 2 candidates from the same party could offer a real choice to voters who don't usually have a meaningful say in the outcome of a general election. Let's say you have a legislative district in the middle of Portland that's overwhelmingly D. The winner of the primary is effectively the winner of the general election, and anyone who's not a Democrat didn't have a say in the matter. The same thing happens east of the Cascades, where Republicans vastly outnumber Democrats. Measure 90 would allow all voters, regardless of party, to cast a vote for any candidate in the primary. Peralta says that would mean candidates would have to appeal to a wider array of voters, starting in the primary.
The goal is to create a system that doesn't reward partisanship, that rewards candidates who appeal to all voters, regardless of party affiliation. And the ultimate goal, I think, is to create better policy outcomes.
The prospect of reducing partisanship is hammered home in a TV commercial for Measure 90, which features a bunch of people in suits playing tug of war.
They fight and argue, push and shove, but nothing gets done. Oregon can break partisan gridlock with Measure 90.
Ironically, even before Election Day, the measure has already succeeded in bringing Democrats and Republicans together. Both parties have come out strongly against the top 2 primary initiative. Sarah Logue is the spokeswoman for the Protect Our Vote Coalition, which has formed to fight Measure 90.
It damages our democracy because it gives a minority of the population the majority of the influence over who we can vote for.
She says it's already a problem that few people vote in a primary. She believes that letting 2 candidates of the same party end up on the general election ballot will take choices away from the larger number of November voters.
I just believe that we should have more choice on our general election ballot. I know that I don't feel the same as some of my friends politically. And when I look at a general election ballot, I want to be able to find someone who represents my values and my voice on that ballot to vote for.
For now, to vote in a primary for a partisan office, Oregon voters have to belong to a major political party. And for now, that means the 1/3 of Oregon voters with no major party affiliation can't. Measure 90 would change that, too. This isn't the first time Oregonians will vote on a top 2 primary measure. A similar initiative failed by a wide margin in 2008. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.